This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. Prime Minister Narendra Modi inaugurated the Kartavya Bhavan 3 at Kartavya Path in New Delhi today. The Prime Minister inspected the new building and took note of its features. Mr. Modi also planted a sapling in the premises of the Bhavan. In a social media post, Mr. Modi wrote, "Kartavya Bhavan is a symbol of the government's commitment and continuous efforts towards serving every individual." He added, "It will not only help in swiftly delivering the government's policies and schemes to the people, but will also provide a new momentum to the nation's development." Mr. Modi expressed pride in dedicating the building to the nation and highlighted it as an example of state-of-the-art infrastructure. The Prime Minister informed that Kartavya Bhavan reflects the government's commitment to building a developed and self-reliant India. He interacted with and lauded the construction workers for their hard work and determination in shaping the Bhavan. Mr. Modi also underscored that complete attention has been given to environmental protection in the construction of Kartavya Bhavan. Union Minister of Housing and Urban Affairs Manohar Lal was also present during the occasion. Kartavya Bhavan 3 is part of the broader transformation of the Central Vista. It is the first among several upcoming common Central Secretariat buildings that aim to streamline the administrative processes and enable agile governance. Mr. Modi will also address a public program later in the evening. Proceedings of both Houses of Parliament were disrupted today after uproar by opposition parties over various issues, including special intensive revision SIR drive of electoral roll in Bihar, leading to adjournment of the Lok Sabha and the Rajya Sabha for the day. When the Lok Sabha assembled at 2 p.m. after the second adjournment, opposition parties trooped into the well, raising slogans and demanding discussion on the SIR issue. Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju said SIR is under sub judice in the Supreme Court and it cannot be discussed in the House. Amidst the noisy scene, the House passed the Merchant Shipping Bill 2024 with amendments moved by Port Shipping and Waterways Minister Sarbananda Sonowal. As the ruckus continued, the presiding officer adjourned the House for the day. In Uttarakhand, the disaster-affected region of Dharali in Uttarkashi district, both central and state agencies are engaged in relief and rescue operations on a war footing. Meanwhile, Chief Minister Pushkar Singh Dhami visited the Dharali area today, met with the affected people and inquired about their well-being. He directed officials to ensure proper treatment for the injured. The Chief Minister assured the affected families of all possible assistance and reviewed the progress of the relief efforts.
जो रेस्क्यू अभियान चल रहा है उसमें जो सबसे बड़ी बाधा आ रही है सबसे बड़ी चुनौती है मौसम भी एक बड़ी चुनौती है सेना के लोगों के साथ मिलकर रेस्क्यू अभियान चलाया जा रहा है सेना के लोग वहां बढ़ चढ़कर आईटीबीपी बीआरओ और एनडीआरएफ और हमारे राज्य की एसटीआरएफ सभी आपदा प्रबंधन जिला प्रशासन सभी लोग वहां पर अब पहुंच रहे हैं और कल जब घटना हुई उस घटना के बाद 190 लोगों वहां पर रेस्क्यू किया गया है और वो सभी सुरक्षित हैं जो हमारे गंगोत्री धाम में तीर्थयात्री हैं उनको भी निलोंग घाटी की तरफ से निकालने की योजना बन रही है जल्दी से उनको भी वहां से निकाला जाएगा अभी सभी प्रबंध कर लिए गए हैं हमारे सारे अधिकारी अपने अपने मोर्चों पर काम पर बढ़ गए हैं
To accelerate the relief efforts, two helicopters have been deployed to transport essential food supplies and relief materials to the Dharali region. The Reserve Bank of India, RBI, today kept the repo rate unchanged at 5.5%, maintaining a neutral stance. The decision was announced this morning by RBI Governor Sanjay Malhotra after the three-day meeting of its six-member Monetary Policy Committee. Consequently, the standing deposit facility rate will be at 5.25% and the marginal standing facility rate and the bank rate at 5.75%. Benchmark domestic equity indices today ended with modest losses for the second straight session. The market sentiment remained cautious as investors assessed the RBI's monetary policy decision and continued concerns over U.S. trade policies. The India Meteorological Department has issued a red alert for very heavy rainfall over Uttarakhand for today. The Met Department also predicted very heavy rainfall over Himachal Pradesh during the day. And with that, we end this news bulletin.